Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and additional support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 35 years, Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com, or by phone 774-2219. And WMPG is on the air thanks to listener donations and support from Creative Portland, presenting the First Friday Art Walk, a self-guided tour of local art galleries, art studios, museums, and alternative art venues in downtown Portland. First Friday Art Walk occurs from 5 to 8 p.m. on the first Friday of every month. More information, including a map and listings of participating art establishments, may be found online at firstfridayartwalk.com. My name is Josh. It is 7:30 p.m., and that means it's time for Local Motives. Our guest tonight is Forget. I always get messed up with band names. Is it R or is? Anyway, guest tonight is Forget. 5/7 of them, anyway. And for the first half hour here, though, we're gonna play some music, some local stuff that... That the band suggested, and then we will we'll have a live set from them, and then they'll be spinning a few songs from their CD, which is you might be able to get it online now, but they've gotten hard copies in, and release show is this Friday. Well, next Friday. Or next Saturday, rather. Boy, I'm a wreck. Let's play some music. And so at the release party next week, they will be playing with Rural Ghosts. And this is a song from them called Brightside.
Oh, so good. Yes. Thank God for dreams. Everybody's got to keep on dreaming.
And
don't ever stop.
God for local live music, right?
Yeah. That's why we're here.
It sure is.
That is why we're here. And we're here tonight with Forget. At least 5/7 of the band.
That's right.
But what's it look like outside? Somebody called. They want to know what the weather's like.
The weather? Tonight, we've got a slight chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 2 a.m.
Really?
Yep.
Oh.
Otherwise, increasing clouds, lows around 65. Tomorrow, Saturday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m. Patchy fog before 8. Mostly cloudy. Highs near 76.
So basically what I'm hearing
is... It could be worse.
Go out tonight because there is no rain now. Enjoy this beautiful evening. You know, light little sweatshirt kind of a night. No rain. And then when you go to bed, it's going to rain. But sure, let it rain while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
It'll lull you to bed.
It's gonna be just kind of warm and humid this weekend. So,
all right. Well, hey, whatever. It's Labor Day. When does it not, you know, rain during Labor Day?
Can I get a thumbs up if you can hear me? Okay, then I'm gonna turn on your microphones.
All right.
So
this
stop
is
your
the
cursing.
Moment, everybody, where we connect to the live studio and the band we have tonight. Forget.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good. I got a little bit of buzz in my headphones when I was talking there, but yeah, we're all feeling good tonight.
Nice. Hey, nothing wrong with a little buzz in the head. It's just par for the course here at MPG.
Right.
So Forget. Where'd the name come from?
The name came from someone was saying forget it over and over, and eventually it became forget. So that was the name.
All right.
And
fair.
Michelle's already introduced you guys, but you want to go around the room real quick and
Absolutely.
Introduce yourselves?
Start to my right on cello is Miss Joanna Sorrell, and behind her on the bass is Dom Grosso. To his left is Aaron LeChance on percussion. And then in front of Aaron, to my left, is Pesha Mal on violin, keys, and vocals. Joanna's also singing. And then I'm Tyler, and I'm playing guitar and singing.
Nice. We played a few of your requests.
Oh, yeah? Which ones do you play?
Let's see. We got in Rural Ghosts.
Nice.
Awesome.
They're going to be our guests, actually, October 18th.
That's right.
Nice. Live in the studio.
Well, hopefully they request that you play us when they're in here.
I think I'm going to be the actual interviewee again that night, so yes. I will remind them.
Okay.
Originally, they were. I asked them if they wanted to play next week, but they were like, well, no, we can't. We're playing with Forget Forget.
Yeah, we're doing our CD release at One Longfellow Square on September 7th.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so it should be a really good time.
And which is next Saturday, right?
It's next Saturday, yeah. Yeah. We're excited to have them on with us. We really enjoy that band.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
it'll be great.
All seven of you will be there.
All seven of us will be there, so you'll hear a lot more sounds
sound.
At One Longfellow than you're going to hear when we play live tonight.
I'm going to that show.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Well, I kickstarted you, right?
Were you the first to kick?
No.
Start?
I kind of doubt it.
No. Yeah, you did indeed kickstart us. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, thank you, Josh.
My pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Good man, Josh. Good man.
Kickstarter's dangerous for me because I want to help everybody, and I don't have the money for that. My wife gets angry. And then, like, packages show up at my house, and I've forgotten about them.
Well, at least, if you're going to have one of those kinds of bad habits, then that's not the worst one to have.
It isn't, and it's not too expensive to kickstart at a small...
It depends on what you want.
Yeah, we definitely had a pretty expensive
there were some good
option.
Ones.
Yeah.
There have been times when I've like pledged $75 or $100 for something. And
you
then,
want the private
and then
concert,
I go
don't
back.
You? The lap dance, the whole thing.
If there are bands offering lap dances, I have not found them yet.
Well, we'll keep that in mind for our next Kickstarter.
All right.
Look
anyway.
For Lyle Davinsky's next project. He's probably good for a lap dance.
Do you want us to play a song?
I would love for you to play a song.
Oh, my God. That would be an amazing idea.
Cool.
Let's
Michelle's
do
been
it.
Dying in here.
All right. Let's go.
I just really like the music that you guys play.
Oh, thank you. Well, here you go.
Thanks.
When we complicate, there are needles in life.
Right, forget, live on WMPG. Hold on, Michelle. This program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. All right.
Slack auction.
All right. Now.
That was so sweet.
Well.
Thank you.
Great job.
Forget live in the studio.
Yeah.
And they just put out a new album. Brand spanking new.
Yeah, it's our debut, actually.
We are all.
Now, is it already available online anyway, right?
Yeah, it's available on Bandcamp. It'll someday be available on iTunes. And we also have it at Bull Moose.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Cool.
And that's
a good place to have a CD.
That's where we're telling people to go.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
So what was that track?
That track is called Cleopatra's, and it's actually the first track off of the album.
That's what I thought. All right.
I know, I should write these down, right?
So we just got a call while you were playing along. We got a guy hanging out in the White Mountains in the middle of his campfire, hanging out with his little radio there, and they're chilling out and enjoying the sounds that are coming out from WMPG. Isn't that so cool?
Yeah, that's excellent.
That you could be at Croker Pond right now in the middle of nowhere in the White Mountains and getting your WMPG on. And George, if you're listening, it's time to get your you-know-what to the campsite. It's getting dark. It's getting late. The tunes are still going to be hailing, but they need you to bring beer.
That's right.
When we say community radio, we mean we will deliver your message. So how did this all come together here?
You want to know?
I want to know everything. Let's go back to the very beginning.
Right. All right.
I mean, it's not easy to get seven people together.
Yeah,
to make
that's
an
true.
Album.
Yeah. So, well, it started. I guess it would start with I was coming home from college, a couple times I recorded with Aaron, who's playing drums. So I met him that way. He's playing with this band called Grand Hotel at the time, and then moved to Portland.
Were they out of Montreal?
Grand Hotel?
No. Where were they from?
Portland.
They're a Portland band. Yeah.
This guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's KG Freeze is he was the front man of that and started his new project.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I moved to Portland and had this band called Gin Lab. Still have this band called Gin Lab, and so we were doing a cover to cover of Arcade Fire's Funeral, and they're from Montreal.
Oh.
And anyway, I knew Joanna through a nonprofit called Guitar Doors, which brings music to people who are in the penal system. Yeah. And which is a really, really great organization that you should check out. And Joanna and I were volunteering at Long Creek, which is a youth facility, and sort of struck up a friendship there. And Joanna knew Pesha from a band they were in together called Ramblin' Red. And so the two of them helped Gin Lab out with one of our guitarists who can't be here today, McKay, playing Funeral by Arcade Fire. So that's kind of how you get everyone except for Dom. And then, so as far as starting this band goes, I wanted to keep playing with Joanna Pesha, have strings, have female voices. And so I asked them, and Aaron was the first drummer I asked because I'd been wanting to play with him for a long time. And McKay, actually, we were looking for another guitarist at the time, and Joanna was like, why haven't you asked McKay? And we were sitting at a traffic light, and I was like, it was red. The traffic light had just turned red. And I was like, oh, yeah, I should totally ask him. And I called him up, and I was like, hey, dude, what's up? And he was like, not much, because, you know, nothing much is really up most of the time when you call McKay. But so he's like, not much. And I was like, you want to be in a band? It's going to be with Joanna and Pesha. And he was like, yeah, dude, sounds good. And I was like, cool, we rehearse Saturday. He was like, cool, see you then. And then got off the phone with him, and I was like, McKay's in the band. And then the traffic light turned green. So that's about how long it took to get him in the band.
That was a good red light.
Yeah, that's the best red light I've ever had, I think.
So then where did John, did I miss that part?
John came in, John.
Where did John fit?
Well, I was at a show that John was at, and he was in a good mood. and... So you know, I
what
took.
What show was that?
I don't recall. But anyway, I took him back to my place and liquored him up a little bit. And then I was, we were talking about music, and I was like, well, you know, I've got this new thing, and what do you think? What are you doing tomorrow morning? And so enter John, and in the first rehearsal, he thought he was just going to be like sitting there, like listening, kind of getting ideas and working on it over the week. And I think initially, because he's such a talented guitarist, I sort of assumed he was a guy who'd just jump right in. But he really wanted the time to sit with it. So I think it took John about 3 or 4 weeks. And at that point, he was really in it. And I think he was really motivated by playing with Aaron as well, because he had played with Aaron in Grand Hotel. And then enter Dom. We had a show in a week. And I called Dom up and I said, hey, man, can you learn 11 songs in a week? And he was like, yeah, send me the tracks. And I think did you have like one or two charts for that night?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, he had like two charts, but 10 of the tunes were like, he had them already. I mean, the
it's
parts
the
you're...
the sign of a true musician.
Yeah, exactly. So we played that show, and
kept
Joe
around,
yeah,
after that.
Joe had been kind of in and out. Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. He's in it to win it now. But yeah, so Joe had been doing a lot of gigs outside of Forget that summer, and I remember that Paige and I had a little sit down with her. In which she was like, it's fine if you don't want me in the band anymore. And I think I said something like, Joe, why would I bring Paisha here to like tell you that we don't want you in the band anymore? Like, we want to like convince you to like play with us now.
Well, and I thought you needed support to break up with me.
No, I don't need support to do that. No. So we
it
just
was the
asked,
opposite. He needed support to keep you.
Exactly. I thought Paisha would, like anything I was forgetting, Paisha would remember. Anyway, Joe
was convinced.
Acquiesced and has since been playing with us as well. So that's how you get 7 people in a band.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, that's one way to do it. A couple of red lights, forget it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, you want to know how the album got made. So over this summer where we were kind of assembling members and stuff, we also were writing all the tunes. And then we did a Kickstarter in order to fund it. So...
Yay, Kickstarters. Yeah. They've been doing so great for so many little
And my
musicians.
Bandmates are telling me it's time to play again. So
it is.
we'll play and then we'll bring it back as far as more details on that is concerned.
They're gonna rein you in. That's why they're all in.
Yeah, it's important. I mean that's why I have them here.
All right. So Forget live on WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland.
My mother died of cancer. My mother died by my hand. My mother died in a car. And hit her head.
I can't move and I can't speak. A hand can't beat and I can't think.
Catatonia. Coming and the sinners will burn. It's okay.
just changed inside of me, and I can't explain it. Something just changed inside of me when you came nearer.
So, all of these songs that you guys are writing for this album, let's talk about that for a minute, because I find it the most interesting concept of all to write songs from, you know, others' words.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I work in group homes with mental illness at Shalom House, which is a nonprofit around Cumberland and York County. Here in Maine, and so all of the lyrics are basically things I've heard at work, and I kind of made a promise to myself to just take what I heard and not really edit it at all, and so yeah, these are their thoughts and what they've said.
That's kind of cool. It's all just truths.
Yeah.
Somebody's truths, just putting it out there.
Absolutely.
And what's the process? Is it that these lyrics are coming first, or are the musical parts coming in and then you're just filling in?
The lyrics come first, but they're assembled at the same time. I wrote the lyrics on sticky notes, and they were fragments. And then as I was writing the songs, there would be certain ones that were maybe thematically kind of compelling to put together, or the meter was similar. So they started to fit into the form of whatever the music was. So I guess in that way, it was all kind of simultaneous. But there was definitely the preparation of the words before coming to the music. Which just happened very naturally because, I was just hearing these things, and some of them were like very sort of haunting or beautiful or sometimes funny. And so I'd just write them down.
Well, it's so neat. I mean, here you are called Forget Forget, but yet here it is, an album keeping words alive, keeping maybe words that might get forgotten or feelings that might get forgotten. And you're bringing them to life, and now they're there forever.
Yeah, that's nice. I've never heard anyone say that, but yeah, that's really nice to think about.
So I think that's what's really cool for me.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing that, for all of the people, I guess, for bringing their memories and their words and their stories to life.
Yeah, I mean, the other really important thing is that it gets people talking a little bit, I think, about mental illness, mm-hmm. about, you know, people have someone in their family who, you know, has bipolar or schizophrenia, and maybe this opens up a conversation for a talking point or something.
Right. We have to celebrate people with mental illness for who they are, and that's just a part of them.
Exactly. That's an important thing to remember.
So, anyway, thank you so much for being in the studios today, yes. Coming in, even though, like you said, your full sound isn't here. This is amazing alone. The five of you are so great and bringing a real full sound, and I hope to hear more and more of it.
Yeah, I mean...
So what do you got on the slab?
Well, we have a song called The Southerner on the slab, and actually, it'd be great if we could get a little bit more of Dom in our headphones. He's the bassist, and he kind of drives this one.
All right. And he's here for a reason.
That's right.
Even if he's in the background.
That's right.
All right. So without further ado, my good friends out there in Radio Land, forget live on Local Motives.
You and I share the southerner and his false pleasantries. When we feel his happiness, it sets us giggling. And when we feel his terror, it sets us shrieking.
Generator is a
All right. So Forget live in the studio, and that was The Southerner, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like
The Southerner?
Track number 4 on the CD there in your hands.
That's right.
It's a really nice looking album.
Yeah, you guys held no punches.
No, we didn't, and we also had a band member who just happened to be an incredible artist.
Oh.
A band member's sister. Happened to be an incredible artist. Joanna has a sister named Alex.
Alex, you did an amazing job.
Yep. Yeah, it looks
if
very
If you're
nice.
Listening, thank
She's
you.
She's in California, but I'll let her know.
She could be listening on WMPG.org.
That's right.
All you got to do is turn on your computers if you're far away.
Seamless.
Or localmotives.org. You can stream it from there as well.
Oh.
And then you can see what's coming up next week on the schedule.
Actually, and you can hear the tracks of the last bands,
that's
right?
That's right. I just posted Spaniards today. Spaniards were in here last
week. Oh, that band's really cool.
Yep. Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, those guys are fun.
Yeah, I sat here and pretty much did nothing. Like, I just let them run between songs.
Cause right.
They take
and,
over.
They really did.
In a good way.
And, I know Dan, and I didn't really expect much less.
So
how long have you guys all now collectively been playing together?
As the outfit
As
we are now?
As your current outfit.
Current roster's been together since October of last year.
And so beyond this gig, are you guys playing out, or is this kind of your big debut?
We've been playing out. We've been definitely playing out a bunch. And we're going to continue, but this is kind of our last one in Portland for a little while. It'd probably be maybe like December or January for the next Portland show. But this one, September 7th at One Longfellow Square, is the big one. I think there might be a little added significance to it because we've been working hard to create this album, and now we have. Which you can look it up on forgetforgetmusic.com or our band camp page, or we're on Facebook as well. If you want to listen to it before coming to the show,
and you can pick it up at Bull Moose as well.
Pick it up at Bull Moose Music Stores in Portland, Brunswick, and South Portland,
and Scarborough.
And Scarborough,
right?
Yeah.
So where are you going off to after this?
We have a show booked in Burlington, Vermont, and we have a show booked in New York City, and pretty close to having things booked in Providence and Boston as well, and Hartford too, maybe.
Oh, nice. So this is where we spread the word.
Exactly. Yeah.
This like the band, you have a Facebook page.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All you got to do is like the band on your Facebook page, let your friends see it, because they live everywhere.
Can I complain about Facebook for just a quick second?
If you must.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Like, I can't tag your band page in a post. I don't know why. I think it's the comma.
Oh,
like once
yeah.
I put a comma in, it wants to
actually
say start again.
The Bull Moose system that we were entered into also had a difficulty because of the comma in our band name. So, and if we had known that it was going to be some sort of technologically logistical nightmare,
you'd get rid of it.
Yeah, we might have foregone it, but at this point, it's kind of there, just sitting in between those two forgets.
Yeah. Well. It's fine. It's fine. I just wanted to complain about Facebook, not your band.
Yeah. Complain about Facebook.
Had thought of something else while you guys were talking. Totally lost it. So.
So we can talk amongst ourselves
go
for
ahead.
A minute.
Continue on. No.
So it's like that you're playing up at Burlington, because I do have friends up there. So you're playing up at Radio Bean?
Yeah. We're playing at Radio Bean. Yeah.
All right.
And we've never played Burlington, and I've actually never been to Burlington, so I'm really looking forward to it.
The rest of the band.
Oh, talk to the girls.
Looking funny at them right now.
Oh, I think it's time to play another song.
Yes.
Sorry, you guys are easy to talk to. Okay, so this next song is called Synapses Crossing, and it has the album title
Synapses Crossing.
Synapses Crossing, yes.
And what is synapses?
Synapses are in your brain. They send messages neurologically through your body.
Excellent. Yeah. Here it is. Live in the studio. Electrons going through your body. Feel it with Forget.
Could I have a little bit more of my mic as well? And okay. We're also just going to say this is the last track on the album.
It is.
The car crash was the start of my recovery. Why were you in my room at 2 in the morning? How and why and where and when will you kill me? You're supposed to be my best friend, Bob Dylan. You said we are still just kids, but we could end all of this. Clean the garbage on the streets, or your parents will get it. Store it in your kitchen, for there are treasures buried.
Each song so haunting, one more haunting than the other, but yet so beautiful, so real.
Thank you.
Forget live in the studios. This is WMPG. We are your people powered community radio station.
Yeah.
Whether you find us at 104.1 or maybe down the other side 90.9, it all brings you right back to your community radio station. We're glad to be here. And this program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news Arts and Entertainment Authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. Thank you all for being with us tonight. We have so much more music to still play. Forget is not leaving anytime soon. We've got another half hour with them in the studio. We're going to convince them really hard, or try hard, to get them to play a few more live tunes. And then I promise to play a few cuts off the CD so you can hear the difference. But why stop an amazingly beautiful thing that's happening right now? So, again, thank you so much for being here. Yeah. I love the harmonies that are going on. Like, that brings such a haunting element to the words that are coming to life.
We're lucky in this band to actually have, well, we don't give everybody mics because that's just too much logistical hassle, but everybody in this band actually could sing harmony, so we actually limit it to 5 of us normally singing harmony, and tonight there's actually just 3.
So usually John and...
and McKay, our other guitar player as well.
Play and do harmonies. Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get to hear that. Maybe we'll pick a good track from the CD that really accentuates the harmonious moments.
We'll point you in the right direction.
That's what I'm hoping, you know? You just might be the guy to do that, Tyler.
Well, thank you.
So, talking with me right now, we've got Tyler.
Yes.
Guitar player, vocalist, and you're the guy that's been writing most of the words?
All the words are mine.
All of the words are Tyler's.
Mm-hmm. They're not mine, but I assembled them.
Right, they're not. You're borrowing.
Yeah.
Aren't we all borrowing from the universe of words and language anyway, in some way?
So with so much going on in each song, I mean, you know...
Layers.
You've got a lot going on, really. I mean,
mm-hmm.
How's the arranging go? Like, who arranges these?
The arranging is pretty collaborative.
Yeah.
I would say that I have an idea of what I want, but that everyone in this band is a really capable arranger, and everyone throws ideas around. And there's no person in the band who can't speak up when we're arranging a tune, I would say. Isn't that right, Aaron?
He doesn't speak.
No.
I've been told he doesn't speak.
I've been told he's not allowed to. Really, I can't wait.
but it is really collaborative, and actually we are continuing writing, which those songs will probably be ready, you know, sometime in like 2016. But the newer writing is I would say even more collaborative, having like sectionals, and we're just getting people's thoughts before it's even brought to the full band, which we're really not going to bring the new batch of songs to the whole band until we go to Joanna's nice place in the Cape or whatever. Yeah. And then we'll arrange Joanna's hideaway, yeah. But for this, I think I primarily wrote songs and came to the rehearsal space with them. Pesha wrote 2 of the songs' chord progressions, and we kind of co-wrote melodies, but basically she wrote the melodies for Punched Out and Ex-Husband, which unfortunately both of them really rely on John and McKay to realize them, but... she would send them to me, and then I would kind of think of a feel and some arrangement ideas and bring it to the band. But I mean, they came together quite naturally, and I think a lot of that is a testament to how the band is full of like really careful and conscientious players. When we were mixing in Montreal, at the end of the session, the engineer who has like mixed Arcade Fire and Godspeed You Black Emperor, and you know, the list goes on, he actually told us he's mixed over 400 records, and not once did he have more of the members ask to have their part turned down more often than turned up. So I think that gives you some indication of what the arranging process is like.
And also a testament to the fact that everybody is very aware of what the whole sound is and not sort of exclusively focused on their own part and wanting to bring that up, but conscious of the fact that we're, you know, 7 of us, it's pretty careful to maintain a balance throughout.
Serving the song.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, and it also, it seems that I'm getting this feeling that this is not just, wow, we pulled this together, these people and everything for this one project. This isn't a project. This is something that it sounds like is here to stay.
As Dom likes to say, forget, forget is for real, for real.
For schnitzel.
Yeah, for schnitzel.
Schnitzel.
Ooh, I come from that clan too.
So we do have another song that we'd like to play you.
Yeah, I hope more than one.
We would like to hear it.
Okay, cool.
I say you do like two songs in a row before we go to the album.
Well, that's
as if you were giving just a two-song
nice
mini concert.
Such a nice
because
thought.
It's so beautiful.
We might not do two in a row. We could maybe think of how to do another one, but it might take us a moment to figure it out.
All right.
But yeah, this one is called "It's My Illness."
Okay.
It's My Illness. Forget, forget. Live on Local Motives. My Illness. Forget, forget. Live on Local Motives. And that was just five of the tracks from their upcoming CD. It's spanking new. It's a beautiful work of art. There are, I don't even know how many tracks. I have to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11?
That's right, 11
it's
tracks.
It's an 11-track CD. And what about, and the words are all there for you folks.
Yeah, we have
like
them in
me,
the liner
those
notes.
Wordsmiths that just like to know the words.
Thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah.
They are included.
for this album in particular, with, you know, the lyrics being a collage of things that people with mental illness have said, it seemed particularly important to give people as much context as possible and help them understand what they were hearing. So even more than perhaps a quote-unquote normal album, it seemed particularly important to include those lyrics.
Have you shared it with any of the folks that you work with?
I've actually driven around a bit and put the album on, and I think they really like it. I think that more than anything, they're like, wait, that's you singing? And then the next track comes on and they're like, wait, that's you again? Yeah. That's you singing? And then they want to know about, like, all the members of the band. Like, wait, who's making that noise? And more often than not, it's like one of the, it's usually like a lead guitar part. They're usually really interested in the guitar parts. A lot of them like classic rock stuff. And so when they hear any kind of lead guitar line, they're really into it. And then Pesha sings lead on a couple of songs. And
Wait, that's not you.
That's not you. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So forgetforgetmusic.com is where people can go. And you've got shows and videos and all that.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
They got stuff.
Right. Stuff, yeah. And then, like, Bull Moose and Bandcamp.
Yeah, especially Bull Moose.
Yep. It's always nice to have...
live in concert, really.
Hard copy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I say that's the best place to get the CD.
You can get it at One Longfellow Square when we play September 7th with Rural Ghosts and These Animals, which
next
is
going
to be a fantastic show. Yeah, next Saturday.
That's right.
The physical copies, they are the same price as the digital. In fact, I think at Bull Moose you get a 3-cent discount.
I know.
Yeah. So, it's an album that we're really proud of the packaging as well as the music. So, if you're able to swing by to Bull Moose, that's the best place to pick it up. Unless you want to come and see us at One Longfellow, which we hope you do.
And then you can get it signed by the band, possibly after the show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So. We haven't really talked about that, but yeah, everyone will sign it. Yeah,
yeah, I think it should happen.
Yeah. So we.
So what track are you thinking we debut here from the album?
Oh, I think this song called "Double Meanings" would be really cool to debut.
All right, let's do it.
Gives you a sense of all the stuff that we're missing right now.
So that is the second track, the album.
It's got CD text.
We are all forget.
Yeah.
Is the band, and this album just came out. This is, you know, your debut album appearance right here.
Awesome.
On Locomotives. Pick it up at Bull Moose. Pick it up at their show, One Longfellow Square. We're going to play this track, and they're going to commence amongst themselves and think of one last song to play live in our studios.
The pressure is on.
No pressure, though.
Right.
My body was broken up in pieces. It didn't hurt, but it was horrible just the same. Someone helped me put my body back together again. He was some kind of electronic military man. Your porcelain figurines are telling me things. I put them back the way they were meant to be. Your porcelain figurines are telling me things. This world can never clean itself of double meanings.
All right, so that was Double Meanings off the We Are All album from Forget Forget, who have just finished their live set here.
I get the whole full sound thing now.
Yeah, well, it's a little different, isn't it?
That was full.
Yeah.
That was like, wow.
Yeah.
So it is awesome. My gosh, you got to head out to One Longfellow Square. I have to talk over you. Sorry.
That's okay.
Because it's amazing.
I'm married. I'm used to it.
Yeah. Get over it.
I love you, sweetie.
I just want everybody to go to One Longfellow Square, because if what you're hearing tonight sounds as good as I think it sounds, and it's on that level, you listen to that, and it's like, what did Harry Chapin used to say? Bringing the bass in fills the whole sound out. I think the guitars do it. The bass, you're doing good, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But it is pretty magical what that whole sound can bring to the concept of what you're doing with this album. So it's just an testament. All good. That's all I had to say.
Oh, thank you.
So as you mentioned, next Saturday, One Longfellow, Forget Forget, Rural Ghosts, and
these animals from New York City. And the track you just heard there, that also features McKay on banjo, which, I mean, he can play banjo, synth, and guitar. Mm-hmm. And John, I've played with John for a little over a year now, and his guitar work on that track I remember when he first came up with some of these ideas, and that, I think this was the track where everyone started looking around the room, like, with huge excited eyes at each other, like, wow, this guy
he's a madman on the guitar.
He gives us a huge boost and just really completes our sound.
Nice. And so everybody will be there next week, right?
Yeah, you'll get the full seven.
All right.
So did you guys commence amongst yourselves? Come to
we're done the
concept?
Live portion of
oh
the
we're
show.
Done okay
we're done.
Stop, Michelle. They've conversed.
Stop, Michelle.
It's over.
Stop it.
Once you've gone to the full, you can't go back. I mean, I get
that's
it.
That's right.
I get it. I'm with you.
You heard that.
I heard it.
So we'll probably have time for like one more song. Yeah. Which one do you think? I mean, as if you guys can stop like tweeting or whatever you're doing.
So here it is, one song.
Yeah.
What about the harmonies that we talked about? A song that can capture that.
Oh, yeah. Let's give you two. So we have a free download, which is called Do You Love Me? And it's kind of like the single, which sort of my initial response is play that one, because that's the song where, you know, think about pushing. But, you know, honestly, possibly the strongest track on the record is Two People, and that features the harmonies to the fullest degree. So I think you guys would probably dig that
one.
Well,
let's do it then.
Well, why don't we just, we'll end with that.
Sounds
good.
So
in the next...
That's why Josh is here.
Well, sometimes. So is there anything else before we go? I'd like to thank you guys for coming in, and especially, being
especially
down a
Dominic
couple people.
Especially Dominic back there.
Yeah.
For all his humor.
If we could just take like 1 minute... Just to mention a few people that really helped us bring this album to life.
Yeah.
As Tyler mentioned, you know, we were writing throughout the summer last year, and then we began recording it ourselves in the spring of this year. And then we brought it up, thanks to our Kickstarter backers, up to Montreal to a fantastic recording engineer and, sound engineer in general named Howard Beilerman, who works at Hotel to Tango Studio. And he's worked with a lot of bands that we really admire, including Arcade Fire, Wolf Parade, Godspeed You Black Emperor. And we spent a week with him, you know, bringing all the songs to life. And he did a fantastic job at helping us make the album we wanted to make. After that, we brought the tracks down to a mastering engineer named Alan Douches at West Side Music in New Windsor, New York, who then, you know, his job as a mastering engineer is to take the tracks and make them sound like an album. And it was fantastic to sit him, you know, sit there, watch him.
And he's worked with like Sufjan Stevens and Animal Collective and Brand New. I mean, these guys were super awesome to be with for whatever time we had with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we really have to thank our Kickstarter backers for that. It was not possible without that.
Yay for Kickstarter.
And other than that, this track is like 6 minutes long, so I think you got to get it rolling.
All right. And so thanks again for being here. Thank you, Reed and Jeff, for doing sound. Thank you, Michelle, for coming in. And next week, we've got the band Apollo will be in. So here we go.
So once again, forget, we have Tyler DeVoe, Dominique Grasso, Joanna Sorrell, Aaron LaChance, woo, Pesha Mall.
And One Longfellow Square, we September 7th. September 7th, One Longfellow Square.
Yes, September 7th. And John and Hamilton, who helped make up the band that you're going to see. September 7th, One Longfellow Square. Two people.
I read my The sound is loud, the wild people rejoice. Don't remember, never remember, forget, 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 forget.
The sound is loud, the wild people rejoice. Don't remember, never remember, forget, 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 forget.
The sound is loud, the wild people rejoice. Don't remember, never remember, forget, 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 forget.
The sound.